We're 60 seconds from your shock collar question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And are you like someone on this show who orders in a lot, getting your dinners, your lunches, even breakfast on the weekends from a nearby restaurant?
Yeah, the breakfast burritos delivered just hit different.
I just can't believe you do every meal.
I honestly
delivery.
Can't.
It's pretty, 95%. Like, unless I have something microwavable that I can just heat up for lunch.
Well, there's a new study out that says that person is going to live to be 130 years
yeah!
old.
Oh, I'm invincible.
Oops.
Why?
Sorry. No, I meant the opposite. Premature death.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Dang it.
Because a new study at the University of Iowa found that eating out or ordering too much delivery food might actually be killing you.
Oh, no.
I mean, the sodium intake alone is just obscene.
On what? If I get a salad?
Well, we've all known for a long time that restaurant food tends to be full of salt and butter.
Yeah.
And it's usually extra high in calories. But researchers drilled down recently by actually tracking 35,000 people who reported eating a lot of restaurant food. So everyone in the study said they eat at least two meals a day from a restaurant.
Yeah, that'd be me.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
And they found people who do it that much have a 49% higher risk of premature death.
Jose, stop it. I like you. I don't want you to die.
I'm already dead inside, guys.
No.
The good news is, they say if you're 30 or younger, there's still time to reverse the effects.
Right on the border.
If
you're over 30, science says it's split. You could die tomorrow or anytime. So
I feel like that's true for anybody
thanks,
over 30.
Science.
I don't know.
They found the only thing that shortens your lifespan more quickly is if you experience frequent electrical shocks.
Oh, no.
See? Oh, great.
My dad is an electrician. He says it jumpstarts your heart.
Yikes. Well, let's get into it. With the shock collar question of the day.
Give me my death cocktail.
Yeah. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer incorrectly, your punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592. Tell us what song you'd like to hear. Brooke's drawing a name out because she had the shock collar last.
I'm actually hoping I don't pick Jose because I like you. I don't want to
what
be
about
the one
us?
That offs you.
We got a weak heart over here.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Jose Finneman Bun Bolaños.
Oh,
Finneman Bun?
Finneman. Finneman Bun.
All right, Jose's putting on the shock collar while that happens. Digital Jake.
I put it on my heart.
Please read us the shock collar question of the day.
A new study by the British Psychological Society found the habits and qualities that make someone creepy.
Oh.
Number 6 was asking to take a picture with someone you don't know.
What?
Creepy.
Well, if it's a celebrity, maybe, but other than
that is so weird.
Number 5 was steering the conversation towards one topic, getting freaky. Also creepy.
Okay.
But the top 4 qualities that make someone really creepy are all physical traits. Please tell me what they are in no particular order.
Interesting.
How many? 3?
4.
4.
The creepiest number there is.
So maybe a good place to start would be when you look at movies and TV shows, the villains and the creepy people in that, what do they tend to look like?
Big noses.
Ooh. You think?
Yeah. I don't,
what's I don't that know. Supposed to mean?
You don't have a big nose. You have a perfect nose, Jeff.
See, I was thinking opposite. Not what you do have on your face, what you don't. Like missing teeth.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
That's good.
You're missing one eyeball and you got a patch.
Yeah.
You know, like
in
scary movies, the villain often has a patch.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, I guess thinking of a random stereotypical, I keep thinking of like stringy hair.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Mm. You know,
yeah, like that.
Weird, like not quite bald, but balding, but still long.
What about like creepy eyebrows?
Oh, like really pointed ones that make you look like a villain?
Like poorly groomed.
Yeah.
Let's get the question one more time.
The British Psychological Society did a study, and you have to say it like that every time. They did a study and identified the top 4 qualities that make people creepy. And I asked you to name them in no particular order. And since your weirdo radar seems to be pointing in the wrong direction today, I'll give you a golden guess. You tell me a creepy quality you think made the list, and I'll let you know if it's correct or not.
Okay, I'm gonna ask what she just said. Is it posture on there?
Posture is not on the list.
Ooh, darn it, because I was kind of getting me. I was like, that is a little, if anyone's a little hunch, like,
What do you have on your list right now?
So far that I've locked in, 2 out of 4, big eyes and teeth. If Jake allows me just to
You
say
have to say teeth. Bulgy eyes, because big eyes is actually a good quality.
Yeah, like doe eyes.
What about
no
hair?
I gotta go hair. Creepy? I gotta say, what about the hair? Creepy, like a slick back hair?
I think any sort of like greasy hair is
greasy.
Creepy.
Greasy hair, that's the way.
What about just like a thin, creepy smile?
Like a no teeth smile type
thing? No, like thin lips and like a weird smile. All
right. What about just the way they dress, guys?
I could see that.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
You know, like a zombie outfit that has tattered.
No, like
blood stains on your clothes.
That is pretty creepy.
That's pretty creepy.
What about face tattoos?
No, those are super hot.
Yeah.
Sorry. If I saw a girl with a face tattoo.
Sorry, Posty.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's not answers, bad, Jose. Though.
Yeah,
I think it's cool now. People are like, especially like.
But it depends if they have all the other traits, bulgy eyes and face tattoos.
If Post Malone wasn't famous, I would not want to meet him in a back alley.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you that right now.
Right.
If you have an extreme talent, you can get away with some of these creepy features.
Yeah.
But
right, guys, like, I never thought of that.
Steve Buscemi, I would totally hang out with.
Yeah.
But
let's get some answers in.
Okay, I'm going to lock in bulgy eyes.
Okay.
Teeth. Just can I say bad teeth?
Sure, you can say bad teeth.
Greasy hair and sketchy tattoos.
According to the British Psychological Society, one of the world's creepiest psychological societies, by the way, these are the top 4 qualities that make someone creepy. Bulging eyes is on the list at number 10. It's not in the top 4.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, but we got close.
Number 4 was messy or greasy hair.
Okay.
Number 3 was dark circles or bags under your eyes.
So we were kind of there. No. I thought of it in my head.
Number 2 was having pale skin. And number 1 on the list was wearing strange or dirty clothing.
It was clothing.
Okay, you know that list is just anyone who's a mother, who's a white mother, is that list.
You know what? I
dark
wondered.
Bags, dirty clothes.
We were hanging out yesterday. I think that's where I got this inspiration from.
Very pale.
He's like, wait a minute, this is Mom Magazine.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Did not get those right. So somebody wanted to hear you sing the song "Somewhere Over the Rainbow," Jose, while you get shocked.
Oh, I like this one. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly, and the dreams that you dream of. Oh man!
I was gonna wait for the main part, but it would have gotten too long.
Jose was really dragging out those notes.
Yeah, for real. Let's step it up. Step up the tempo.
And that's how you sing it creepy.
It's your shock caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.